Coming up on TMS, 1,000 years of the morning stream.
Want to win a Wookiee?
I do. Microsoft dropped a serious bomb yesterday.
Pepper Spray Cop is a jerk.
Pepper Potts is not drinking $200 smoothies.
You can pepper walk through the Walking Dead.
Fitness Pepper Geek.
Your pepper calls and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Families getting together to show Dad how much he's appreciated. It's so nice to have a man around the house.
Love the smell of polyurethane in the morning. This is the Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning Stream, episode 1,000.
Woo!
Brian, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Let's do some math.
I remember when I hit 1,000 in Coverville many, many years ago.
2008, to be exact.
No, that was 500.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, 500. When was your 1,000 was like 2013.
Just a couple of years ago. It was like 2013.
Okay. It's not too bad. Well, look at this. Okay, so we take 1,000 episodes. Just want to do some quick math for the people at home. We divide that by an average of 1.5 hours per show, per episode. That, ladies and gentlemen, oh my Lord, it's literally the number of the beast. 666.66666 infinity.
Yeah.
Hours doing this show. Like, that's 666.6 solid hours of nonstop recording for 1,000 episodes.
Wait. You did that absolutely wrong.
How? So I go 1,000 episodes, divide that by 1.5
hours.
Why
are you dividing it?
Oh, times, right. Wait. Okay, so wait.
How would we have less hours than numbers of times we've done the show?
Okay, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense at all. All right, so 1,000 times 1.5 hours. Yeah, you're right. Okay, 1,500 hours. That's easy. I could have done that in my head.
Yeah.
Add a zero or two zeros or whatever.
Like 1,500 hours. Okay.
All right. Well, then here's
divide that into 24 or divide that by 24.
Okay. So divided by 24.
Yeah.
That's 62.5 days straight recording.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It seems like it would be more, doesn't it?
It does. But think about that, though. That's
like nonstop.
2 months, Monday through Sunday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop recording.
Nonstop, no peeing, no putting down my headphones to go throw up.
It would actually kill you. To do this, you would actually die at the end of it.
That's right.
You would die by about day 30, I'm thinking. Like, I don't know how
really
you could do it.
So really, TMS is the show, so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to know who out there has the guts to sit down and listen to 2 months worth of TMS in a row and then tell us about it. Just sit there and listen to the whole thing. It's going to take you a long time. It's going to take you probably 4 or 5 months to do it.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't try and do it in 62 days.
No.
But,
oh, my hell. You'll hate our guts and never want to hear us again.
That's right.
You'll say to yourself.
What?
All right. our backdrop today says 1,000 on it, as people can see. We're very happy about that. And, you know, Brian and I have been talking about this on and off. We could have done some crazy extravaganza that took weeks to plan, have all the guest people on and figure out a way to dig up all the old memes and our favorite stories and the scooters and whatever. Sure.
Right.
We could have done all that. But you know what, Brian? I don't have time. You don't have time. And we also realized that this is a show whose, by its very nature, is just a thing you get every day.
Right. I mean, we change things up quite a bit on here, right? Like doing, you know, pulling in something new that we try out and and trying this. One of these days, I am going to go during the show and try to get a fish sandwich. One of these days. Promise you that.
And can we do it live?
We will absolutely do it live. We'll do it with my phone. Okay. I will go there. There are like 6 drive-thrus within a 5-mile radius of my house, and I will hit every single one of them to see if it's too early to get a fish sandwich.
And you'll say the same question. Too early to get a fish sandwich? And see what they say. Oh my gosh, why haven't we done this already?
Why haven't we done this already? Because I just came up with the idea.
So yeah, so I guess what I want to say then is to say we will keep doing it, and we love doing it, and we're so glad that people like that we do it, and I'm completely enamored with our audience. They've been great. They've grown. They tell their friends, they get married because of us. Like, weird things happen in and around the show that have never happened around any other projects I've done or worked on. And I presume very similar things are true for you in terms of our podcasting careers, as short as they may be. But I'm just really glad that we're here and we're doing this. And so thanks, everybody, for 1,000 episodes. Thanks for listening and hanging out with us. And for those who have heard every single one, you're the true champions of the day.
Holy cow. Yeah, you are.
And there's some who have. I guarantee it. Like some in the chat probably right now will be admitting to it here shortly when they catch up to the stream. Somebody,
oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I know some of the regulars here have listened to every single episode. I think Jeannie and Before Tank Girl and Thorin and maybe even Dice Tomato have been here since the beginning. Like have been in the chat room for as long as we've been doing the chat room.
Early peeps.
In the Tadpool.
Yep. Yep. The Tadpool before it was called that even.
That's right. TV Zegon, I would say, probably. Crazy. Yeah, Crazy's been here.
Yeah.
All these.
Carrie.
Carrie. Cleo. We so miss Cleo.
We do. She's been busy.
She has. Well, I mean, basically the new job kind of cuts into TMS time, so.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you wait just a few minutes, folks, you will have a chance to win a gift from the 1,000th episode, which I'll tell you about in a second. Before I do, though, I got two more stories about Mexico I left off yesterday.
Oh, good. All right. Excellent.
Thanks for all the feedback, by the way. Everybody seemed to really enjoy yesterday's compilation of weird stories. So I'm glad about that. Okay. Here is what happened. I was on the plane on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fine flight. Brian, we had TVs in all the seats. It was great.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And it was free. You didn't have to pay for that. It was just a add-on that you got to do. And sometimes they charge for that, I know. But this time they didn't.
If it's international, usually they don't. I think that's the difference.
That must be. Because somebody else called the Hotline Monday yesterday.
I heard Hotline last night. By the way, you guys got it all wrong. But you know, I'm kicking myself that I listened to the recording of Hotline and wasn't there live, because I would have called in to tell you how much wrong you guys got it. Because the answer would have been all.
Oh, all what?
All wrong.
Oh.
All wrong.
Oh, well, what was the thing we got wrong?
Spider-Man's not too young.
Oh, no, so I agree.
Jury, shut up about that.
I don't think he's too young. I think he's perfect.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
Me and Steven Schleicher talked yesterday during this very show, during TMS, about the whizzing noise and the camera lens thing, that if you look at the high resolution version of the of Spider-Man.
Oh, shit. How did I miss you guys saying that?
I don't know.
I got like, distracted or something.
Yeah, we talked about it. What are you doing? We talked about this.
Ah, crap. I totally missed that. Oh, I hate when I do that, because then later it's like, I've got this great revelation, everybody. And then turns out we'd already talked about it.
And I don't even know what you guys are talking about with retro, about his look. It's a modernized version of the standard Spider-Man suit with kind of the black, you know, add-ons he's got around the arms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you think it's more modern than we're giving it credit for?
I think it's more modern than you guys are giving it credit for. But retro would be webs under the arms. Much thinner eye slots.
Yeah, you're good. You make a really good point.
Here's
the thing, though.
And a crap ton of webs. Right. This is John Romita Jr. all the way.
So, yes, I don't disagree with you. However, that does seem to be a large consensus. And maybe that's just because people are comparing it only to the Sony movies.
And
so
true.
In their mind, it's like, oh, this is so backwards, back to the day or whatever. But really, they're not paying attention to the whole comic thing.
Right.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You should.
And you know, I guess I'm saying John Romita Jr. That is kind of retro. He's like 1970s and 80s Spider-Man artist.
Yeah, that's pretty retro now.
All right.
For the kids today, Brian. Yes.
They're even probably considering McFarlane retro. But please let me let you get back to. I'm gonna let you finish
okay.
now.
Okay. even though the Spider-Man video should have won. All right. So what was I saying? So we're on the flight home, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, I got this free movie deal here. I should watch something. And I didn't know they had such new releases. They had Star Wars on there. They had The Big Short. They had Creed. They had the other one, the Spotlight movie that you love so much. Like all of these, I still haven't seen that. So I thought, all right, well, I'm going to watch something I missed from like Oscar season that I really want to see, but I don't want to see something action-y. Like I don't want to see Star Wars here, which I did talk about last night too. Because it's just this little small LED experience. I don't want to do that.
No. You don't want to do that.
But a thoughtful, you know, dialogue-driven film would be fine here. Mm-hmm. So I settled on Big Short. I wanted to see how that went.
Excellent. That's a good. That seems like a good choice for small LCD panel, back of the seat viewing.
Yeah. Yeah. Talky thing. Put headphones on. Block everybody else out. That's what I decided. So I did. Cranked it up. Started watching it. By the way, fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Strippers in it, though. That's a weird thing in a mixed flight. That's not what I expected.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, there's right. there's boobies. And
I was thinking for a second, the raciest thing you're going to see in there, which is the only reason you'd want to watch it on a much bigger screen, is Margot Robbie in a bathtub sipping champagne explaining the housing bubble.
Exactly. Except in that case, she's totally covered up with bubbles.
She's totally covered up with bubbles.
Yeah, yeah. She's in her own little housing bubble. And she's fine and not naked at all. But there's these stripper ladies on these poles and stuff. And there are kids behind me. There's an old man next to me. Or old lady, rather, sitting right next to me. Like, it's just, I was like, oh, do I cover it? Like, what's the protocol in a plane when you got nudity in the movie or watching on the back of somebody's seat? But anyway, that wasn't the thing. That was the thing that happened. It was brief, and who cares? Movie's going along, trucking along real good. And I'm getting to the point where, you know how the three groups have all kind of figured it out? And it's yes. starting to converge?
Right. You've got the Christian Bale group, and then you've got the... Steve Carell group, yep. and then you've got those young kids.
Yep. You got the yep. kids who are working with Brad Pitt.
Right.
And
right.
Brad Pitt, just about the time Brad Pitt is leaving the Vegas casino to get the hell out of there because he's pissed, that's when this happened. Okay? Here's okay. what happened. I'm sitting there, and the stewardess comes over and says, we kind of have a problem. And I paused it, which kind of sucked, by the way, because my LCD screen, all of the buttons... If you wanted to make them work, you had to press the screen about a quarter of an inch to the right.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was like the readout was shifted.
Yeah, so it was uncalibrated. And it drove me crazy because before I figured it out, when you'd hit the pause button, I was actually hitting fast forward. And I'm like, no, go back. And so I had to finally figure out where the sweet spot was. And I did. So I paused it. And this lady says, all right, we got a guy over here. He has severe Parkinson's disease on this other side of the aisle. Mm. He's on our kind of row, but he's on the other opposite side window. And he's insisting on having a hot tea, but he can't hold it and it's going everywhere.
Oh, man.
And
oh,
so we're trying to help him and he won't let us help him, but you're sitting next to his wife and that's who this lady was next to me.
Right.
And I said, oh, well, what can we do to help? And she says, I think the best thing would be, if it's possible, is to have everyone kind of shift seats. And the person who's next to him comes sit next to you and then have you scooch in and have her go sit by her husband. And then she can help him because I think she's the only one he'll let help. He's super proud, doesn't want any help. I tried to help him when he got up to go to the bathroom. He wasn't having any. He was like, sure. Forget it. And I totally understand that. That's probably how I'd be, right? Just yeah. stubborn yeah, and like, damn it.
Thing. Sure.
Yeah, it's like I lived my whole life. I was a productive member of society and now this disease is taking me low. So I totally get it. So she goes over there. I shift down a slot. Everyone's settled. We've helped him. We feel good about it. We've done some civic, you know, kindness here.
So building up that karma bank.
Right. It's all good. I got some nice savings in there. It's good. So I sit down and I look at and I go, all right, now where was I? All right.
Oh, no.
And I look up at the seat and I go, oh, shit. This is not the same screen. So I can't just go... There's no magic freaking right. Minority
it's not
Report.
Like Netflix where it says, continue where you left off.
Right. I can't magically just go and wave it from one seat to the other seat, right. Tom Cruise style or something.
There's
I can't.
Not like, and there's not a slider that lets you no. jump to a specific part. Oh, see, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. So
you
here.
Want the little QuickTime slider to just go what? 1 hour and 18 minutes in.
And so here's what I ended up having to do. I thought, oh, no, wait a minute. I'll try it again. I'll bring up the movie and see if there's any cool... We're in a tech world here. We got every seat playing a movie. This is kind of neato, so maybe there's a way. So I bring up The Big Short again, and it starts over, obviously, because I'm on a different seat. And my other one's over there paused still. She's not even using it, this lady that's now sitting next to me. She's not even touching it. She's just looking at a book that looked like a sexy book. She's reading a sexy book, Brian. And I could tell it had, like, vampires
well,
doing
like,
it.
Like a Harlequin novel or 50 Shades of Grey or one with actual pictures.
No, it was like a novel, so just words.
Okay.
But I read a few words that were like vampires doing it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did you look over and see the words like throbbing manhood
yes,
or...
Yes, entered her and things like that.
Okay.
And anyway.
Gotcha.
So that's all going on. I had to say that real low because... Yeah. So,
page 67, he wore her like a hat.
So that's all happening. This thing's sitting there paused. It's bugging the hell out of me. I almost asked her if I could just hit play on it, plug my thing into her deal and just watch it from the corner, like kitty corner. I almost asked her. I didn't have the guts. But anyway, so I started again and it's starting to play the opening credit thing. And I hit the fast forward button. It has a fast forward, Brian, but it's not a slider. It's a let's make everything just about 1.5 speed instead of one speed. Okay. So it's barely moving.
It's not one of those things where you press it a second time, like on a Blu-ray player. You press it once and it's 1.5 speed, then twice and it jumps it up to triple speed.
I thought of trying that. Yes. Yeah. Guess what? Nope, it doesn't do that.
Oh.
I know. Real bummer, dude. It was real bummer. So I do this and it goes, and I decided for like 10 minutes. I'm like, you can't leave me hanging like this. So I'm and I don't even get out of the first scene 10 minutes later. And I'm like, F this.
Right.
So I got out of the movie and I watched Creed instead. But here's the part that hit me later. And mm-hmm. And if Alanis Morissette is listening somewhere in Canada, how ironic is it that I got shorted in a movie called The Big Short?
Wow.
Think of that, Brian.
Wow. It's like rain on a wedding day. We're free ride when you're already there.
All right. So to sum
up. Good advice that you just didn't take.
Exactly. So here's the good news. The good news is we helped somebody out who was in need. I feel good about
yes.
that.
Yeah.
The other good news is that Creed is excellent. And I went into that knowing it was going to be good. I'd heard great things. Coogler, great director, writer. I heard Michael B. Jordan was amazing.
I don't watch black movies.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one about the black man, is it?
It's not. Oh, would that get the Oscar? Oh, yeah, I don't watch black movies.
Yeah, I don't watch black ones. I only vote for the white ones. So I got into that, and it was as good as I thought it was going to be. Michael B. Jordan is amazing, and he will continue on his path to greatness. He's really great. Here's
got
what
the stink of Fantastic Four off of him.
I hope so. I mean, everyone's got the stink of some shit movie on him.
Yeah,
every actor of any success. So that was maybe his, and that's fine. That's probably better than most. You know, like a lot of people have terrible. Like Sylvester Stallone has a lot of
stinks. Jennifer Lawrence, what's the stink? What's the stink that she needed to get off of her?
You know what? She doesn't have one yet.
She doesn't have one, man. She went right into, the Hunger Games movies, Winter's Bone, Hustle, all the David O. Russell stuff.
Yeah. Joy is maybe not a great movie, but she's good though, right? I mean, she's
even the X-Men First Class stuff is really good. I think I'm just trying to go with like what current A-list stars have
I can't
stink
think of one.
On them.
I don't think she does. I think you may have just pointed out the one who doesn't. She smokes a lot of pot. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know.
She'd share it with you.
Oh, she would so share her pot with you, Brian. We've been through that. But anyway, so here's what I walked away from the most, though. I was convinced that I was not going to be impressed with
Sylvester
Stallone. I came away thinking, well, this is just Sylvester Stallone. I've seen all the recent indescribables, or what are they called? The Interribles.
The Expendables.
The Expendables. You know, the indescribables. I'd seen all of those, and they were kind of bad, right? They're not great. He doesn't really, quote-unquote, act in them. I really liked him in Rocky Balboa, and the Rambo reboot was really good. But he is really good in this. Like, genuinely kind of blew my mind in Creed. There's a scene in the locker room where I walked away from that going, you did deserve to get nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And if this was a less crowded year, you would have probably won. Like, it was really, really freaking good.
Now, we watched, recently we watched Vacation,
yeah.
Which I want to talk about in a minute. But prior to the movie, there was a preview for Creed on there,
yeah.
Which is one I hadn't seen before. And Sylvester Stallone is maybe in like one scene of the preview.
Mm.
So really, what is his level of contribution to Creed? I mean, I figure he's training the guy, so he's got to be in like 3/4 of the movie, right?
It's way more than you'd think from those previews. I agree with you. They undersell him.
Yeah.
He's way in it. He's all up in it. He's constantly in it, really. He's not hogging it for sure. Like this is definitely a Michael B. Jordan movie, but the movie doesn't work without Sylvester Stallone in it. Like it's kind of half not done if he's not in it. Like, he's really, really good.
He has to be, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen that yet, so that's the one you hadn't seen, right, with some nominations in it?
Still haven't seen Creed, Straight Outta Compton, Trumbo, Carol, and The Danish Girl.
Okay. You should see
None of those were Best Picture nominees, but those are all ones that are on the list that we want to see.
You should see all of those And I think Creed is should definitely be in that list. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
really great. Sure. It shouldn't be, though, dude. We're talking about a sequel and Apollo Creed's son, and it's just weird. Like, it's a weird concept. It so works, and it feels genuine. And even the stuff that's, like, over-the-top Karate Kid-ending fight stuff, right?
Yeah.
Even that stuff is handled with such care. It feels right. It doesn't feel cheesy or dumb. It feels good. It's a great, it's a good movie. I came away so impressed by that movie. And it really ate the time up, too, which was nice. And that's it made me forget about The Big Short for a minute. But now I got to go rent that damn thing. I got to skip to the end. I got to literally rent a movie so I can see the final, like, 30 minutes.
Right. Well, here's the good news. It's available via Redbox, so you could just get that and for pay a buck or pay. You want the Blu-ray version, so pay $2.16 and jump right to the, okay, the last two-thirds, whatever right, you need to see.
I'm in. Sounds good to me.
We'll talk about Vacation for really quick.
Yeah.
This is the newer one with Ed Helms.
Right.
I would call it a sequel because you've got Clark Griswold playing himself. Like, you've got Chevy Chase playing Clark Griswold. Hard to say. so it is really a sequel, even though he's barely in it.
Yeah.
And dude's put on some pounds since we last saw him in Community.
Yeah. Anyway, we could talk about that for a while, but he looks like he got done with Community. He said, that's it. I'm out. Thanks a lot. I hate everyone here. I'm going to the buffet. And that's the last thing I saw.
Just,
anyway.
And, but you know what? Tina and I, we were going into it thinking, all right, it's going to be one of those, you know, current comedies where it's like laugh and then groan, then a laugh, then groan. We found ourselves laughing almost all the way through that. And the opening, even the opening credits are freaking hilarious because it's all embarrassing vacation photos, like real life embarrassing vacation photos.
Wow.
And they're absolutely hilarious. Even that part during the opening credits is had us laughing.
All right. So it's funny then.
Way better than we expected. Ed Helms is great. Christina Applegate is great.
All right, put them in order. Give me all the vacation movies in order. What do you like the best of the worst?
Christmas Vacation, number one.
Yep.
The original Vacation, number two.
Okay.
This, number three. Vegas Vacation, and then European Vacation, stinking up the rear.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
We're not even going to get into Cousin Eddie's Island of Fun or whatever it was called.
Yeah, don't even think about that one.
Yeah,
I'd probably put Vegas just ahead of one, and I know that's sacrilegious.
Oh, really?
I know people feel like that's wrong, but there's something about Vegas Vacation that I love, and I don't know what it is.
It's what was it in Enrikidos Papados or whatever his name was, the Greek.
Papa Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Enrikidos Papados. They sound like the Pope giving me a blessing or something. Oh my gosh!
The Papa does.
All right, so for back to the 1,000 years of TMS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're gonna give away. So my wife made these Wookiees. They're stuffed Wookiees. They're like a plush. Okay, and it's big. It's about. I was gonna have one here to show, but I can't find where she told me they were. She said they were in her craft room, and I can't find them. But
it's not. They're not life size, are they?
No,
come on, tell me they're life size.
They're size of a. They're about the size of an Ewok.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like, big.
They're the size of a full-sized Ewok.
How big is this?
Would you go the size of a full-sized Dobby?
He is a good house elf. No, you know what I'm going to say? It's about 2 feet.
Okay.
So I don't know how big Ewoks are. I always assume they're about 2 or 3 feet. This is about 2 feet tall. It's a totally unique design in that we tried to not make it look like everybody, you know, we don't want to have a look at it and go, oh, a licensed Wookiee. We wanted it to have her own style and spin. And she sewed these things. She made a few of them. We gave one away for charity. We're going to give one away today. Now, we're not going to do it just for the live chat room. It's going to be for people at home.
Sure.
But you do need to watch and listen to the show before tomorrow's episode to be eligible. So here's what you're going to do. If you want to win that thing, you need to send with the hashtag Wookiee. So that's hashtag Wookiee. And we're going to mess up somebody else's hashtag completely with this. I love this. maybe we should, you know what? I don't want to screw people up. Let's go Wookiee TMS. Okay.
Okay.
Wookiee TMS is the hashtag. You need to send the TMS account an audio file. I know this is going to get a little weird. An audio file on your phone. Just use your voice memo, whatever. Attach an audio file in any way you can that we can hear it for the best Wookiee impression you can
do. Oh, wow.
Okay, so I can't even do it, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna send that link to that Twitter account. So our Twitter account, which is The Morning Stream on Twitter. Okay. It's just Morning Stream. I'm screwing this up.
Morning Stream, yes.
At Morning Stream. There's no the hashtag Wookie TMS. WOOKIETMS. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wookie TMS with your best at audio impression.
Good that we're not making them spell Kashyyyk.
Yeah, exactly. And I will, and Brian and I will judge these and we'll play the best ones on the show.
Oh, I love it. Okay, cool.
And we'll give away this stuffed Wookiee to someone to celebrate 1,000 years of TMS.
Nice.
I know I keep saying
that.
Yeah, and
for people who are trying to figure out, well, how am I going to do this with Twitter? All you have to do is just, if you have Dropbox, get a free Dropbox account if you don't already have one. And mm-hmm. if you don't already have one, what's wrong with you? Why don't you already have one?
Sure.
And then put, I'm getting reminded that it's two E's in Wookiee.
Oh, is it two E's? W-O-O-K-I-E, isn't it?
I thought it was W, like cookie with a W. But is there two E's? Uh-oh. Wait. Anyway.
Wait, cookie. Hold on. Cookie.
Yeah, it's cookie with a W.
Wookie. Yeah, it's just cookie with a W. So there's two
O's,
but not two E's.
According to Star Wars Wiki, it is two E's. W-O-O-K-I-E-E.
Oh, my. Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're using the right Twitter account and the hashtag's slightly off, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll take both.
We'll take either one.
Spell it with one E or two E's, whatever.
Is it? It's W-O-O-K-I-E-E?
I-E-E, yeah.
Wookiee.
Wookiee.
All right, fine.
Anyway, so get a Dropbox account, put it in, you record it, and you can record with your phone, you can record with whatever, and then put it in your Dropbox folder, copy that link, share that link, and then put it into a Twitter.
Yep.
To help you out.
And you can literally send, like if you have an iPhone and an Android phone or whatever, a voice memo app will let you send it directly to a Dropbox account through the Dropbox app. So it's very easy to do. Well, however you do it, even if you put it up on YouTube and it's blank screen with just audio, I don't care how you do it, whatever that link is, boom, you win. So you got to do a little, the whole point is you got to do a little work for this, okay? Mm-hmm. And those in the, you know, who have a little more audio knowledge, well, they know they'll probably have a leg up. That's the way it works, man. Not everyone gets a trophy, all right?
I'm just glad it's, not your best impersonation of the Emperor, because we kind of know.
I hate the Emperor's voice, and I hate impressions of him. And Mike, I love you, but I cannot stand that impression. I hate it so much. I don't know what it is about that. All right, we're going to add Daryl to this call, and we're going to do him.
Oh, Vine, sure. If you can do a Vine, great.
Oh, Vine's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally fine. Vine's a great example. Vine's a great way to do some quick audio without stressing about it and making it easy. So, yes, Vine is fine.
Vine it up.
All right. What are we doing here? I know this right here is what we're doing.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stump Daryl time with Daryl Skills. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah? Nothing too crazy going on there at the home front?
Just trying to recover from the missing hour over the weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with that myself.
Daryl does not love the concept or the implications of daylight savings.
He really doesn't. No.
Yeah.
Nothing good about it.
And I'm going to share that with you. I believe I have. Hold on. Too many people are calling in. By the way, we have a caller on the line. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam, also known as Merkmore from the Back Button Podcast.
Very nice to have you here, Merkmore.
Welcome, Sam.
Welcome to the show. Where are you from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, that's sweet. Chicago, the Big Shoulders, Windy City, a place where they slaughtered a lot of pigs in the 1800s. lots of riots.
Fire. Yeah, we got the whole thing.
O'Leary's fire. Yeah,
yeah, you got
O'Leary's cow.
Donald Trump repellent. What else? got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we had the primary today, too.
Oh, that's right. Yes. How did that... It's not counted up yet. It's still going, right? That goes all day. Yes.
No, yeah, it's still going. I went out and voted before work this morning.
Oh, good man. Civically minded, doing his duty. I'm impressed. That's fantastic.
You got to.
Yeah, you do.
Sure.
Well, we'll explain the rules to you in a second, but Daryl, I was going to ask you... Oh, no, I was going to find your daylight savings comment. I think I have it.
yes, people have been asking about that.
Yeah, and I recorded it, and I have so many from you now, I've lost it.
While you're looking for that,
yeah,
I will tell you that Stump Daryl today is brought to you by Hotline Monday. Last night, we ripped apart the Spider-Man suit talk in ways that would make your mother blush. Check it out and subscribe for free at frogpants.com/ Hotline Monday.
Fantastic.
Even had a special appearance by one Brian Brushwood on that show.
We did, and he was great. It was very nice to have him.
And if I would have remembered, I would have been there listening live, and I would have called in too.
We needed you to yell at me for that the electronic eye thing. I thought we discovered gold, and I had no idea.
Like, you're acting like, wow, we're
such an idiot. All right, Daryl, here's all your clips. I'm going to play them in a row. Let's see if we can find it. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
I don't like hearing myself. Shut up, me. And I know all this stuff because of a 5-year-old girl. One of those tastes just kicked me in the thing. Let me order a bowl of fried clams. We can all have smallpox tomorrow morning. I can barf and talk at the same time. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. Poop.
What?
Doody doody doo.
I've deleted all my music, but it's trying anyway. Transparent cloth. Thanks a lot, f***ing time change. It's the middle of the f***ing night that I'm going to work now.
There it is. That's it.
That's the one right
yes.
there.
All right. I just put you on like autoplay, and man, I've got tons of these. I don't know why I have so many.
I don't even remember most of those.
All right, Brian, can you explain to Sam the rules? How does this work for him?
I certainly can. So, Sam, you're going to be told the category for today's question. And before we go any further, you're going to tell us whether or not you think Daryl is going to get the question right or wrong. And then we're going to ask Daryl the question. Then he's going to answer the question. And if he does what you predict, I should write this down, probably figure out a more elegant way to describe it. If he does as you predict, you win a prize. And today, what do they win, Scott?
Well, today they win a copy of Insurgency on Steam. It's a first-person shooter, modern military thing, fun team play deal. Free code for that. It's like a $25 value. You get that today. If it's one you already have, you can give it to anyone you want. If you don't, you get to have it yourself.
Wow.
So good luck, Chicago Sam.
Yeah. Noice.
Yeah, noice.
Nice.
I've only been to Chicago once, but I loved my time there. I really enjoyed your city, so thank you for that. I guess
thank you.
I guess you didn't have anything to do with it. In fact,
not really. No,
June actually.
Where were you in 1988? Were you alive yet?
No, I was not.
All right,
I'm not even going to tell you how old I am, Scott.
I know that you're young because I can tell by the sound of your voice. But I'm just,
well, yeah.
Was your but your parents were around, right? They were. So so at the very least, your dad was brewing a little seed for you at some point.
At some point in there, yes.
So I was in Chicago when your dad was going, all right, what are we going to do? What are we going to make today?
Oh,
all right. Anyway, let's get to the thing here. Daryl, we got a question for you. And it's, did we give the category to?
We have not yet.
Okay. What's the category?
The category is the 2012 Avengers movie.
Oh, the 2012 Avengers. The good one. The good one.
The good Avengers movie.
So what do you think, Sam? You think he'll dig deep down and get it right or wrong?
I'm hoping he'll get it right. I'm thinking, yeah, he'll probably get it right.
All right, Just look at this faith people are putting in you, Daryl, this week.
Wow.
Yesterday was misplaced. Today, we'll find out if it's any different. Here's your question. A running joke in the 2012 Avengers movie is that Captain America, Steve Rogers, doesn't get many modern references. He does, however, get one of them. What reference in the 2012 movie does Captain America understand? And here are your list of options. A, The Wizard of Oz. B, Stephen Hawking. C, Pilates. Or D, Babe Ruth. So again, that's The Wizard of Oz, Stephen Hawking, Pilates, or Babe Ruth.
Somebody makes a joke using one of those, and he says something like, I get that reference.
Yeah, he totally got that one, because he's Steve Rogers, and he gets one. So there's your options. Before you do, you know what? Brian, did you get your things yesterday?
Did you get yours?
I got my Papadopoulos Caprice things.
Oh,
did you, Daryl? You got yours?
He had his weeks ago.
Okay, we're
Get mine today.
Yeah, so we'll wait for Brian to do it tomorrow. But these look great. They basically look like chocolate stick units.
They're like tubes, right? Those little tubes you sometimes get with your coffee.
Yeah, like a lava tube. Look at that, everybody.
Yes,
lava tubes. All right, there's that. All right. So Daryl,
yes.
Thoughts, thinking. What do you think there? What do you want to do there? Oh, by the way, can you tell me what Worf's up to right now? He won't stop shutting up on Twitter. Like he's what is that deal he's doing? Everybody loves Worf or whatever. What's going on?
Yeah, he wants the next new Trek series to star him and be about Worf.
So wait a minute. The one that they're working on for CBS Interactive.
Well, he started going nuts before that even.
Well, yeah. I mean, for years he's been trying to do something, but is this current effort? Because he's gone bananas with it. Hashtags and all that.
Yeah, he wants it to be that.
Well, you don't get to choose, Worf. You don't get to, like, my what is Michael Dorn just sitting around going, I just need to figure out a way. What? They're making a new Star Trek series. I want it to be about me.
Well, you know, you could fund it yourself there, Dorn.
Yeah, you got some sweet cash rolling in.
Some, exactly. He's got to have some residuals. You know, sure. He's got two syndicated series that that they show ad infinitum.
Yeah. Infinitum. Infinitum. I like that too.
Ad infinitum. Infinitum.
Disney Infinitum is my favorite new Toys to Life game. But whatever. You know what? Like, I've gone on the record before saying, I think Worf deserves a series. Like, that would be a fun Star Trek. I would like it if he was in charge of a ship or something.
A sitcom, actually.
Yeah, it would be all right. filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Right, exactly.
But
with lots of canned laughter.
My wife and kids are without honor. Yeah. Would be the name of the sitcom.
Yeah. And it, but. But my problem, or House of Moog, it'd be called probably.
Full House of Moog.
But the more he does the Full House of Moog, dude. Well, Sterile wins. That's it. Contest over. Everyone gets a Wookiee. But no, I guess what I'm saying is he's souring me on the idea. The more he's yelping about it. Yeah. So just calm down, Michael Dorn. If it's going to happen, it'll happen. If it's not, it's not. Keep charging $40 for a photo in Vegas. It'll be fine. All right. Let's see what we do here with you and Sam and the world at large. The Wizard of Oz, Stephen Hawking, Pilates, Babe Ruth. What do you think?
I'm curious as if Sam knows.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you want to know. Okay, so just a yes or a no, Sam. Do you know the answer to this?
I have an idea, but probably not. No.
Okay.
He wasn't for sure. Okay.
He was very young in 2012, so he's not sure.
Oh yeah, thanks, guys.
you sound about my son's age, but I'm just guessing.
I'm actually older than your oldest.
Okay, so I'm going to say you're 22.
Yeah.
22. Look at that. Look at me.
Wow. Yeah. Done.
Look at the brain on Brad. All right.
The age of Chekhov in the Trouble with Tribbles.
So you are you're considered a millennial, but I'm not going to call you a dirty millennial. I think you're fine.
I appreciate that.
You seem like an upward. Yeah, you seem like an upward thinking, forward momentum young man with a great future in front of him. So that's.
Well, that's because I've been listening to you for the last how many years?
Yeah, how many years? When did you start?
Oh, I started back on the instance when even before Randy was there.
Oh my gosh, good lord. So we're talking like 2006, early 07.
Yeah, because I started playing WoW. I've played WoW for 11 years now.
Oh my gosh.
Or just about there.
So you would have been 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that, guys. Wow. All right. Yeah, we've all grown up since then, really. Ugh. we all got hair where there was no hair before. All right, Daryl. Daryl, what do you think, man? You got four options, so it seems like you ought to have at least a 1 in 4 shot here.
Okay, I'm saying it's going to be either the Wizard of Oz or Babe Ruth, because those are the oldest things. Mm-hmm.
Stephen Hawking's pretty old.
Well, yeah, but I think he's more of a... Well, he's after World War II.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He's the only person in this list who has been in Futurama, The Simpsons, like literally his voice box thing in those two series, and Star Trek.
And Big Bang Theory.
Well, actually, a lot of things, I guess. He's happy to help you out. I think he was even in Family Guy or something.
We could probably get him on this show if we tried.
Yeah. I bet he would.
go over to his keyboard and type yes.
Yeah, type yes, that's and right. Then he's locked in. He can't do anything about it. You said it. It says it right there. You guys are the worst. I will not come on your show. Anyway.
I didn't even know what this Pilates thing was. I used to call it Pilates.
Pilates. They've boarded the ship and are taking our gold. Yeah, I don't know. Pilates. So, I hate saying, I don't like the word Pilates in general.
It's like yoga. It's like an exercise thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's mostly a lady thing. How many dudes do you know that do Pilates? I don't know anyone.
Right. Right. You can do Pilates on a yoga mat.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
All right. If anyone is a dude who does Pilates, I'm happy to hear you out. It just sounds like a dude wouldn't do it. I don't know why. It's like feels like ladies only for some reason.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
It could be my sexist ways. I don't know. Anyway.
Wizard of Oz is not I wouldn't think that would be thought of as being ultra manly.
I would agree. I would kind of agree. Although I like The Wizard of Oz, but whatever.
Sure. Yeah. But maybe that's the funniness of it, that he knows about Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Babe Ruth would just fit in with the character of his character.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say Wizard of Oz.
All right. I like how we came to this conclusion. Let's find out if you're right. Is he right day two of this week after the vacation? Is Daryl right about his answer?
Congratulations.
He's absolutely right.
You're a winner.
Sam, that makes you right, dude. You're going to get a code in the Tadpool. You just need to send me a PM, a little private message, and I will send you the code directly. And you can just paste it in Steam. Bam, Bob's your uncle. So watch
for
that.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, watch for that shortly. The answer is Captain America saying The Wizard of Oz. He actually understands that reference after Nick Fury makes a comparison to it when discussing how Loki was able to brainwash Hawkeye and Professor Selvig, who showed his wiener in Nymphomaniac Part 2. Here is the the clip of that interaction happening.
But it is powered by the cube. And I'd like to know how Loki used it to turn two of the sharpest men I know into his personal flying monkeys.
Monkeys? You don't understand?
I do. I understood that reference.
Which is funny because that's still, you know, that was 1949. That came well after World War II.
Yeah, that's true. What was the date when he got sucked back to future, or when he got frozen? Was that they established it in the MCU?
Wait a minute. What was 49?
49.
Was it Oz or was it 1949?
No, it was 39.
Oh, 39. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. That's all right, Brian. It's only a decade. It's fine. It's not a problem.
Why does when I pulled it up, did it say, yeah, if you Google Wizard of Oz, that's really weird. It says 1949, but I, yeah, weird.
Let's see. I'm going to do that. Oh, you're right. Weird. Oh, no, it says 39 for me.
It says 49. You know, it's pulling up the iTunes. Weird. When you go to the iTunes page, it says 1939, which is correct, but if you do Google, when it finishes filling stuff out for you, it says 1949.
Weird. All right. Well, here's the fun of all this. Sam, you win. Congratulations. Daryl, you win. Congratulations.
Yay.
Nicely done, everyone. Yep. What? What did you say, Daryl?
Oh, I just said yay.
Oh. All right. Well, it's Daryl Skills, everybody. He's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there. You can also find him this week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. Goodbye. He didn't have time to do it. Take that, Daryl. yes. Now we're in trouble.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Tis the news brought to you by
Have a Drink. If you'd like to learn more about beer and other fine drinks, visit haveadrinkshow.com. With St. Paddy's Day approaching, we remind you to please drink responsibly. With apps like Uber and Lyft, as well as a good old DD, there's no excuse.
What's a good old DD?
Good old DD.
Oh, designated driver. Okay. Yeah. All right. DND. A good old Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, I did?
Yeah, when we let everybody go.
Oh, sometimes Skype will be stupid. Am I still crusty?
Still crusty after all these years.
You sound great.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I feel bad that I sound crusty, though.
That's all right. It'll fix itself. It's a matter of seconds, I'm sure.
Watch this. Let's go hold, resume call. Okay, how about now?
Oh, gosh, much better. Good. Like butter is what it is.
And there's your vidya. It's all back.
Yeah, good.
Microsoft. You know Microsoft? You familiar with their efforts in the world? Heard of
oh
them.
Yeah, they do. There's like one piece of software or something that they did one time.
Yeah,
is that
little,
right? Is that the one I'm thinking
little
of?
Little mom and pop thing. It's small. They're not really a huge deal, but anyway, they have an interesting thing in the news here. Microsoft has embraced rivals with big news for online gamers. This is actually kind of crazy. Also, here you go, Twitch. Some video game news. In news welcomed by video gamers across the world, including you and me. Microsoft has announced its Xbox One gaming system will now support cross-platform gameplay.
What?
Between PC and PlayStation 4. This coincides with the release of the year's most anticipated game so far of the year, which is The Division, Tom Clancy's Division. This actually drives me to want to get this on, well, any platform, because this means way bigger player base for that and many other games. In a blog post on their website, Microsoft stated this, quote, "We are enabling developers to support cross-network play Players on Xbox One and Windows 10 using Xbox Live will be able to play with players on different online multiplayer networks, including other console and PC networks. Note, they never actually say PlayStation, but that's what they mean. Yeah. This is great news because all your cross-platform third-party titles like, oh, I don't know, Rocket League, that's one that will definitely benefit from this. Many, many others. They will all be able to patch or release new games that, when put into the wild, will support cross-play between those other platforms. That's something Microsoft, in tradition, the tradition has been, no way, forget it, we're not doing that. Like, this is actually a huge shift in their policy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. This I'm looking at screenshots of the game right now. It looks gorgeous. So it's a third person. I was thinking it was like a first person shooter, kind of like Call of Duty and stuff like that. But
oh, it's totally first person. It shouldn't be third. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at gameplay images on Google image search. The Division gameplay, and it shows a dude front and center. Maybe I'm just constantly following.
In
a lot of these shots, I'm following a dude. So it really is first person.
Yeah, and it's a team shooter, so you are with other players all the time.
Oh, maybe that's it. There just happens to be a guy who's center frame in a lot of these.
Yeah, basically it's Destiny, but modern military shootery sort of deal, and it is first person. And so there's and it's being well received, especially on consoles. It's done nicely there. PC versions had some hiccups, but I think they're working through that. But it's a big deal. PlayStation and Xbox have never had crossplay.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation and PC and other platforms have had that. Sony's been less worried about that for whatever reason. This is a huge thing. I cannot state this enough.
Yeah.
This is a democratization of the multiplayer experience in a way that we've not seen before. Now, this doesn't mean that you'll be able to have PSN people on your Xbox Live friends list or vice versa. It's not going to work that way. But those player bases will be able to play. And the specifics of that, like some of the nuances yet to be known, but it's still very exciting.
Very cool. Wonderful. Everybody in the chat room is saying third person. Are you sure it's first person? Have you seen?
I was 100% sure first person. Am I wrong? Huh. Hold on. Let's do a YouTube video of it.
Oh, yeah, there is a YouTube video.
There should be tons of it. Division.
So is this already out?
It is out. Oh, yeah. Been out for...
March 8th. Okay, so it came out last week.
A little while. So here we go. Here's a walkthrough gameplay part one. Some guy probably talking. I don't want to hear him, but let's see.
So usually I don't get caught up in the hype train, but for some reason this one grabbed me. And
okay, the Rad Brad is his name.
Great.
I'm going to skip ahead. He's making a character. All right. Now, oh, I can show you guys this. Sorry. Here we go. View, web view. Oh, you know what? It is third person. Why did I think this was first person? What's wrong with
it? Because it feels like a first-person shooter game. Like, looking at the shots that don't have the dude in the center, which must be, like, cutscenes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like it would be. I totally understand why.
Well, plus Tom Clancy games are, I don't know, a lot of them are first-person.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I totally want to play this. Why am I not playing this yet? I shouldn't be looking at it. I don't have time for a new game.
Because we have a 1,000th episode. I'm waiting for PvP, the PvP season to finish in the game I'm currently playing before I pick up. I am going to pick up Stardew Valley or whatever it's called.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
It's so good. Anyway, I am going to have to check this out more. Ah, damn it. I don't have time for this game. I really don't. I have so much other stuff to do.
Yeah.
All right. There's a video floating around the internet. You may have also heard of the internet.
Seen that once. Didn't Microsoft invent that?
Yeah, they did.
Isn't that a Microsoft invention?
It's a Microsoft project. A video is leaked on the internet showing a Fort Worth cop. This is Fort Worth, Texas, home of the worst airport I ever set foot in.
No argument there.
I don't like that airport. I don't know if it's changed, but back in when I went, it was awful. Anyway, it shows a cop pepper spraying passing bikers on a roadside, and the photo is from the helmet cam of one of the other cops.
Oh, my God.
Now, I am all about...
Like bikers bicyclists or bikers motorcyclists?
Bikers motorcyclists. I am all about... So there's this big argument about whether or not cameras should be mandatory in every cop everywhere all the time, right? I am actually a huge fan of it. Now, I know that things need context. I know sometimes they can be taken out of context. I totally commiserate with the police thinking on the side of like, well, you got to be careful with cameras because they don't always show the whole story. I totally get it. Right, especially on the internet today, nothing's as it seems. We're all getting fed bits and pieces with lots of slant. I totally get it, but this is the helmet cam catching another cop goofing off, spraying pepper spray as right in the faces of these cops as these guys as they zip by. Like, that's not cool, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Moon him, fine. You know, call him biker.
But yeah, he's
dorks.
Just like, basically there's a crowd of these motorcycles going by, and he is just spraying into the spring mace into that crowd.
Yeah, it's awful. Don't do that. That seems like a bad thing to do. Oh crap, Brian went on hold. Why? Sorry, I hit the button I didn't mean to hit.
Oh, I was going to say, you got really quiet there for a second.
Yeah, that's my bad. Oh, but it fixed your crunchy, so that's weird. I don't know, Skype's being weird today.
Huh, all right.
So that happened. Let's see, Gwyneth Paltrow in the news. She plays Pepper Potts in your Iron Men.
Sure.
She was, wasn't she topless in Shakespeare in Love?
She was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't do that anymore, I noticed. I mean, not Shakespeare, but the boobs. Right? That I know of.
Not that I know of. I'm trying to think of the last thing that, besides Iron Man, that she was in.
Oh, you know what? The Royal Tannenbaums. It was either her or another girl had a boob out.
I don't think, I don't remember any nudity in a Wes Anderson film. You sure?
I'm positive. Huh. There's a scene near the beginning where they're talking about she's a lesbian or whatever, and there's a window, and I want to say a naked lesbian comes up and grabs her in the boobie. you know what it is? The father of teenage kids in me, I describe this kind of stuff in silly ways. And the people on the show are like, oh, the way Scott talks about sex and stuff is so funny. But it's because I got kids, and if I don't talk about it goofy, it comes out weird from your dad. That's all. I have to be goofy about it. Like Nick will say, well, how bad can I see a movie? And I'll say, well, I'm fine with the swearing. It was a little violent, not too bad, no more than any other comic book movie. But there's this stripper scene with a bunch of boobers hanging out. That's how I'll say it to him.
Right, of course.
And he'll laugh and think I'm... But
it's my touch and butts thing. Right?
Thank you. Yeah. It's my... There you go. I could have said just that and everyone would understand what I meant. Anyway,
it falls under the touch and butts chapter.
Exactly. Gwyneth Paltrow does not, as rumored, drink smoothies that cost $200 a piece. I don't know why this is news.
This was a thing, apparently?
Yeah, this is the true. So they were giving her a hard time because it's something called moon juice or some kind of parasitic fungus drink or something. They are expensive, but they have weird dust in them, is what it says here, including strange dust called moon juice and parasitic fungus. They are about $10 a pop, but everybody thought they were $200. This recipe, it's a smoothie recipe posted on Goop. That's a website, Goop.
Okay.
It's mostly a teaspoon of this and a teaspoon of that.
That's where I go for all my great food ideas, is a website called Goop.
So it costs about $10.52 a piece. So everyone back off. Leave her alone. It's fine. Here's what's in it. So here's your recipe. One cup almond milk.
Oh, what's wrong with almond milk?
It's just wet almonds, dude.
It's not wet almonds.
There's no milk in an almond. Nobody gets
no,
under
there's
an
no
almond.
No milk in a soy either.
Exactly. And that stuff's gross too. So here's what I'm trying to say. Here's what they literally do. They take a ton of almonds and they mash them through a machine with a bunch of water in it and call it milk. That's it.
Sure.
That kind of sucks.
Fine. And you know what? For those of us who aren't crazy about the whole lactose thing, it's a great alternative.
All right, I'll give you that. It's not good on cereal.
Otherwise, I'd be going constantly during the show.
Yeah, you guys want to hear some real crunchy sounds coming out of Brian's mic? That's
what. You're right there.
Anyway, 1 tablespoon of almond butter. So we got almond milk and almond butter. That's 43 cents. 1 teaspoon of coconut oil. That's 0.07 cents. 2 tablespoons vanilla mushroom protein powder. $1.88. Vanilla mushroom protein powder? What the hell is that?
What is a vanilla mushroom protein powder?
I don't know.
Is it vanilla? Is it mushroom?
What is it?
How do you decide?
Yeah. That's $1.88. Teaspoon of maca. 63 cents. This all sounds like total hokum, by the way.
It's like Dr. Johnson's health tonic.
That's right. Dr. Nick Riviera. Teaspoon ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. I don't know what that is. Okay.
Anyway, 53%. 1 teaspoon of heshowu. 68% cents. 1 teaspoon cordyceps powder.
Cordyceps.
You know, I'm going to the gym today. It's Cordycep Day. So,
do you get that at Vitamin Cottage or Best Buy? Cordyceps.
GNC. GNC. 1 teaspoon moon juice sex dust.
Hello.
That's $4.50 a pinch. That's expensive.
No. That's the next item is a pinch.
Oh. eighth of a teaspoon. That's Himalayan salt, fraction of a cent. All right, well, there you go.
And you mix all that together, and your legs get shiny.
You,
perfect.
You get really orange and whatever else. Yeah, you get real. She is super shiny. You notice that
moon
about her?
Juice sex dust.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Finally, we have news that The Walking Dead is getting an attraction, a permanent attraction at the Universal Studios in Hollywood. It's very exciting. It's an ongoing part of Universal Studios Hollywood's growth with a year-round Walking Dead attraction. The attraction was first announced on Talking Dead on Sunday night. For the past 4 years, The Walking Dead has been a part of Universal's season of horror nights featuring elaborate mazes based on the hugely popular TV show. And its inclusion has been frequently credited for greatly increasing attendance in the already successful horror nights events. Man, how good of a life must Robert Kirkman be having right now?
Right. Oh, totally.
The guy's a high school dropout. He wrote a bunch of comics with his buddies. One of them hit big on Image, and now you can't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
The Walking Dead executive producer Greg Nicotero and his special effects company K&B Effects have partnered with Universal Studios Hollywood for the attraction. That's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, getting the actual dude involved, producer, and I thought Gimbel was director, but I guess not.
I think it depends. Maybe some episodes or
something. Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah.
Nicotero's team constructed prosthetics using original molds from the series for the walkers that will be part of the attraction. So will they be all like animatronic?
It'll be animatronic.
Like Chuck E. Cheese?
It can't be like a Halloween house where they've got people in costume all day long. So they're...
I mean, I hope the animatronics are good. I don't want to be like the Lincoln exhibit.
Hello, kids, and welcome to Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly.
I'm Idiot Drummer Bear Man, or whatever he was. All right.
If anyone can do it well, it's going to be Universal Studios Hollywood. They were doing animatronic dinosaurs in their Jurassic Park stuff. Some of the top of the line stuff.
Yeah, and they were remember the old shark one they did?
Yeah, well, okay. So, I mean, so there are missteps.
But then it was good. Like, that was pretty solid in 1973.
That's
or whatever.
True, it was. Yeah, I remember the, going on the Universal Studios tour every summer when I'd go and visit my grandparents out there. Mm. And it would be, you go across the bridge, it looks like it's going to fall. Then you go around the thing and there's an earthquake coming at you. And then you go around here and there's Cylons and you go into a Cylon ship.
Yep.
And then you end up over here by Bruce the Shark. I hope that shark. Oh no, ladies and gentlemen! If you look out the left side, it looks like our shark, our bus is about to be attacked. Yep. Our tram.
If you look to the right, you'll know. Oh no! It's a flood coming. Oh, what are we gonna? Yeah.
If you want to see this without ever, if you want to see what it looked like then that Brian's describing, there's an episode of the A Team. It may even be the pilot. I can't remember.
Really, that takes place on the Universal Studios tour.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is the pilot. And at some point, like George Peppard dresses up in a shark costume, and they go through the part where the shark is, and. It's just from that time. It's exactly that stuff.
Oh
so.
My God, that's awesome.
Yeah, maybe we should watch that for film sec. I think I did it for Bottle Pilot. Anyway, we are going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for a little time with Bill Duran, who is probably wondering why we haven't called him yet. Don't worry, Bill. We'll get to you, buddy. So the fitness geek will be here. Before all that, though, Brian Brung music, and we're going to play it now. Good. What do you got?
Tom Robinson wrote in, said, welcome back from vacation, Scott, and hello to the cover master, Brian. Mm. The 12th was my 49th birthday. Damn, I'm old. How about a cover from Queen? You guys are great, and I have a second request for Scott. After the song, can you play the old bumper music that TMS used in the early days of TMS?
Which one?
Hey, Birdum. I don't know.
I don't know which one that is. I used a lot of different ones.
Yeah, there was the...
I mean, we always
the
had...
The old 70s style thing, the...
Yeah.
The Skyhawk electronic version.
Yeah, I have
this.
I mean, that's the oldest one. I don't think I have one older than that. Anyway, he can, here's Birdum.
Hi, Birdum.
We'll play that.
That'll work. Perfect. Sure. Okay, so Tom was specific about a cover by Queen. Now, this is interesting because Queen is not a band that does a lot of covers. They do them live, and Freddie Mercury did some stuff on solo, and, you know, as part of his solo releases, The Great Pretender, and what else? He did some other things as part of the solo career. But when you're looking at Queen the band, very few covers. This is one of them. This is a cover of You're So Square, Baby I Don't Care that they recorded live at Wembley Stadium. It was released on a live CD back in 2003, originally done by Elvis Presley. Here's Queen and You're So Square, Baby I Don't Care.
Okay,
we're gonna fool around a bit. Come on. You don't like crazy people. You don't like wrong and right. You just wanna go to a movie show, sit there holding hands, you're so square. Maybe I don't do what, do what, do what, do what. I don't care my heart. I don't mean no window. I only wanna love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square. Just wanna go to a movie show, sit there holding hands, you're so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care.
Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, cause it never lets you down.
I don't care. This is the morning stream.
All right, we're back, everybody.
Well done. I see what you did there.
That was a short song there, by the way.
It was. I see you playing the Fletcher "I Don't Care" after Freddie Mercury sings.
Exactly
so
right.
Square,
yeah,
care.
It was actually kind of a mistake, but I'm glad it worked out. It's a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
This guy's laugh is great. Isn't that great?
Who is that?
I don't even know.
It's not Jury?
No, it's some YouTube video or something.
Huh, okay.
And I had to get it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I hear a thing, and I'm like, I have to get that. I will now get that. All right, Bill Durant time. Let's make this happen.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill, get on the phone, Bill. What's going on, Bill? Hold on. I don't have a theme for Bill, so I'm just going to play something random. Ready? Here's Donald Trump doing China with bass. You ready? Here it is.
All right.
Let's say China. 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 You go over to China. 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 China.
It's like China. Freak. It's like jazz.
China. China. It's like slam poetry.
China. 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 I have to have my China. China.
China. All right, that goes on for like another 15 seconds. Bill Duran, hi and welcome. What's going on, man? How are you? I feel like we haven't talked to you in a while, but it's just because I was out of town. But
yeah. Well, I haven't been on in a couple weeks, and apparently things just went straight to hell while I was gone.
Straight down the
shitter. Losing your minds.
Kind of are, but it's good to have you back on.
Yes.
I was. I'm happy to report to you something. I was really good in Mexico. I did not eat like a horse. There was lots of great food and buffets and really interesting food. And I was like three meals a day, nice light breakfast, decent lunch, okay dinner. Nothing crazy in between, no snack and no nothing. And I got to tell you, for vacation, I felt great the entire freaking time.
No no Montezuma's Revenge for you there?
No, nothing. The water was fine.
Good.
No weird food or anything that caused us any issues. Like, we came home in great shape.
Try our chimichanga tower.
Yeah, you don't want to come home from Mexico and be like, I lost weight, but it wasn't fun.
Right, it wasn't by choice.
I came home. I came there thinking I needed to be super careful, and the longer we were there, we're like, well, wait a minute. Let's think about this for a second. This is a big, supposedly 4.5-star hotel resort that has all these great reviews, and hundreds, if not at its peak, maybe 1,000 people that are mostly from the States and other countries. There was a lot of Korean and Japanese and German people there and British people. If they're all coming here, it's not you're not going to be giving them water that's giving them all the squirty lasers, right? So it just started to dawn on me, like, this is fine. I'm brushing my teeth like a normal guy. I'm going to drink the water out of that thing, and I'm going to have the guy bring it to me at the dinner, and I'm not going to worry about it.
In our house, we call that the old butt faucet.
Nice. We call it the laser beams here at the house. Carve your name in the porcelain. Anyway, Bill, it's good to have you back. Bill comes on the show, talks about fitness in a nerdy world, and
things. Know, if we're talking about this sort of thing, I'm going to confess something too. I did not go on vacation.
No.
And in the last 3 weeks, I've lost 6 pounds by doing food diary and treadmill 3 days a week.
Nice.
Awesome.
Dude, that's great.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Looks svelte by the time Nerdtacular rolls around.
What app are you using?
You've got a year and a half.
Yeah, you got a little time. What app are you using? Just curious.
It is My Fitness Pal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's between that and Lose It, those seem to be the two.
The two. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and there great. Was some connection with MyFitnessPal and iFit, so I could actually log my treadmill workouts into MyFitnessPal, and I wasn't able to do that automatically with Lose It. So
right, no, that's great.
Well, if we're bragging, then I'll lay it on.
Yeah, please do.
I've been really good about when I waking up early, actually forcing myself to wake up and go exercise before breakfast. The first thing I do, get out of bed. Put on my really attractive and smelly workout clothes.
Do you have a stink bag for your workout clothes too?
No, I don't. And my wife complains. Yeah. But I found a really great new path on my walk. I extended it. Now it's usually about half an hour. Now I do like a 45-minute walk. And there's this flight of stairs, or a couple of them, just up the side of the hill near where I live. And it's a real challenge. Like, by the time you get to the top of those stairs, you're out of breath. And now I've made that a part of my normal route, and then I get home and I'm like, all right, now I can eat breakfast. So I've been doing that the last couple of weeks.
That's awesome, man. Look at you. That's great. And you haven't had too much, well, you've had a break from all the travel here lately.
Yes, I have, which has been great. Yeah. Which will end soon.
Lots of production time. What advice for you do you have for us today?
Yeah, are you ready to get all spiritual today?
Yeah, man. Ooh, yes. Bring it.
Got a thing about a book. I read a book, you guys.
Whoa. I'm
really proud of myself.
All right.
Well, I didn't read
it. It goes on Netflix.
Yeah, I listened to it. I didn't read it. but I read a book called 10% Happier by Dan Harris, the Nightline anchor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's about meditation.
Hmm.
It's about the subtitle is How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works, which is that's what the book's all about. It's kind of cool. Most of the book is really kind of his story, his path towards kind of getting into meditation. And whatever it is you're dealing with in your life, he's got you beat, because he was a war correspondent. Like, he's seen some crap. And it's a really interesting look at the whole sort of concept of meditation, because it's got a lot of prejudices against it, because it's got this whole new age movement tied up with it, a whole lot of weird, like, bogus spirituality claims about it. But we're starting to see more and more real evidence and research showing that there are actual benefits to meditation.
Yeah, my sister is huge on the mindfulness technique stuff, which I know he goes into a lot in that book, from what I've heard. In fact, the first time somebody recommended this particular book you're talking about was Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Was reading it and thought very highly of it. I'm a huge believer in it, and it's just about the only way I can get my brain to shut off.
Yeah, and that's my problem, because I don't have... I have a touch of anxiety here and there. I don't think I have any depression to deal with, but who knows? Who knows what's lurking?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I have a ton of stress, but I do run a small business, and things get kind of wacky sometimes. But mostly it's this brain. I can't tell it to shut up sometimes when I really do need to focus on the task at hand. And I think that's where the real benefit is for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole Wikipedia. Just look up research on meditation on Wikipedia if you want to see the real research that people are doing about this. There's a picture of a dude with electrodes covering his face. So clearly they're gathering valuable information. really, mostly it's like there's a whole bunch of weird woo connotation attached to it. And you got to cut through that. Avoid any articles that claims that meditation will give you superpowers.
Yeah.
No, that's only if you wear the like the copper pyramid.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And you keep a you have a crystal wrapped around your testicle or something.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm giving it a try. And I started a you know like a week ago trying to give it a try, and it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. It's super hard. And the hardest part is remembering that it is hard, and,
yes.
and not getting down on yourself and just refocusing. That whole thing of like, oh, you just your brain just gave you 14 new thoughts and made you forget what number you were on or what you were you know focusing on. Acknowledge it and then yeah. let it go.
Right, right, right.
Which sounds a little woo-woo in its own way, but it's not. It's just it's this. The big
thing I the takeaway I had was is that meditation is a practice. When you're doing it, you're practicing it. It's a thing you're always getting better at. Mm-hmm. The challenge I'm having, and I'm trying like 5 minutes a day, just sit down, turn away from my computer, and just like focus on my breathing, and just try and let a thought come in, and then say okay. That passed, and then focus on my breathing again. The challenge is, like, I don't really know what the benchmark is. I'm not entirely sure what the barometer is for success with this thing. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm making progress, but yeah. I don't really know yet.
I know I am, and I still suck at it, but I still feel like there's progress. And for me, it's all about a morning one, mm-hmm. just a quick one, a nice afternoon, like, 20-minute one.
Oh,
and then before bed is good for me to do that. Now, I failed miserably yesterday because I watched a Walking Dead episode right before bed. And that's got lots of blue light and scary images and you know, high stress situations and a character dying I didn't expect and all that. And that's bad. But those three times a day, basically, are what I try to do on the regular. I'm not always great at it, but it really I've felt a huge difference.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. I what I did yesterday that seemed to be really effective is I had a bunch of work to do at my computer. I had to get through my emails. Yeah. I make a daily to-do list. So I went through all my emails and went through all my task management stuff. I wrote down everything I was going to do that day. And then I knew from that point forward in the day, I wasn't going to look at email. I had just a list of things to do. I'm like, cool. I have a game plan ready to go. And then I was like, now is a great time to just sort of try and clear my mind. Mm-hmm. And any thought that crossed my brain during that next 5 minutes, I was like, doesn't matter, not important. Mm-hmm. I already know what I'm doing today. Mm-hmm. Brain, we got this. Yeah. And that seemed to be a pretty good way to do it.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. I love that stuff. And I like to commiserate with those who have found it helpful for them as well.
Yes.
Anything else going on in the world of Bill Duran?
Many things. Mm. We finished our next book. It's at the printer.
Whoa.
Waiting to see when we can launch that, hopefully as soon as we hear back from the printer.
What's the title, just to give us a tease?
Oh, it's called Foamsmith 2.
Whoa!
No, it's Forging Foam Weapons. It's all about props instead of costumes.
That's great.
Really excited about it. It was a lot longer to make than I thought it would be, but it's done.
Yeah, as a guy who I have a fresh appreciation for the time a book takes, and I totally commiserate with you. And what the funny thing is, we're undertaking another one, and in my head, I'm like, all right, I know what I'm doing now. I'm going to just whip through this. Nope.
Yeah.
Nice and slow.
Yeah. It's the thing. I've done it before. I'm like, oh, I got this. No problem. And then I'm like, wow, it's taking an awful lot longer than I thought. But it's done.
Yeah.
Also, we've been doing just crap ton of video stuff on the YouTube channel. We just finished up sort of the first batch of videos in mold making. Mm. So if folks haven't checked that out, we have a whole playlist of how to learn how to mold and cast stuff.
Great.
On YouTube. And I'm building a tiny 1/6 scale Mr. Handy from Fallout.
Oh, Nick told me about this.
Yeah. I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm making tiny robots. I'm learning how to use Fusion 360, some CAD stuff, and 3D modeling, 3D printing all the pieces. I'll be molding and casting all the little parts. And he's like, yay big. Or about 10 inches tall. And I'm going to make all the Mr. Handys, I think, like the Mr. Gutsy with guns, or there's the bartender with a little bowler hat. I think he has a British flag on him. And there's a Curie, the medical assistant robot. I want to make them all.
That sounds great. I'm all for more robots, man.
More robots. And then the new Fallout expansion or add-on is all about robots. So I'm stoked.
It is killer robots, in fact.
Yes.
So watch for that. All right. It's
Bill, really quick. What was the name of the book you were talking about earlier with the meditation? There was somebody in the chat room that missed it.
That is 10% Happier by Dan Harris. And I believe he reads it too. And he's a news anchor. So he's super
awesome. Good at it. Yeah. He took Ted Koppel's spot there on the Nightline there. So I don't think Ted Koppel has a good book out except one about terrible hair and how to make it. Bill Duran, everybody. Bill Duran is Chinbeard on Twitter, punishprops.com. Bill, take it easy. We'll see you later.
See you guys.
Bye. See you. Oh, he saluted us. That was nice. I like a little salute from Bill. All right. Look, cool. Here's what we got to do. We got one important thing to do, and then we're going to do calls. I've totally forgot to mention this at the top of the show. To commemorate our 1,000th episode of the morning stream, we are making a commemorative TMS mug specifically for this. It will be themed around 1,000 episodes. Have you seen the DTNS mug? I don't have one.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
We're doing that design or that style of mug.
Oh, good. I love that mug. Yeah.
And we're going to have that design up very shortly. Today, the design should be up to look at and start ordering.
Super cool.
Yeah, we were hoping to have it up today, but we will have a 1,000 episode commemorative mug up today. Big thanks to Dave Michael for reminding me and for doing all the back end work on making sure that happens. I cannot wait to get one.
Cool. Will these eventually be part of the Patreon as well?
Good question. He will text me and tell me.
No problem.
And he hears this. I'm glad you asked that, though. I'm not sure. But anyway, very excited about that. Watch for that coming to frogpants.com/store. That should be up, like I said, sometime today, if not tomorrow. All right. We're going to do some phone calls. We got three backed up, and we need to hear them. This first one's about the McWiener.
Okay.
Here you go.
Burger King's coming back out with hot dogs, and just wondering if you're thinking if this goes off, McDonald's is eventually going to bring back hot dogs too. I don't think you're going to be able to ask for a large McWiener straight face through the drive through of the show, though.
All right. So what do you think about
it? Too early to get a McWiener.
Did you? Always too early.
Always.
Did you? So did you hear the news, though, that they would be doing hot dogs again
at Burger King?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. We've been seeing ads for it, and it just seems. It's funny they say again, this was actually a thing before?
This was a thing years and years ago. I want to say maybe a decade or more ago.
I don't remember Burger King having hot dogs, but I believe you. I believe you.
I remember McDonald's having them forever ago. I also remember when McDonald's had pizzas, and I remember when they had, what was the other thing that was
so... Well, they must have just tried this in your area, because again, that's another thing I don't remember.
You never had the pizzas, the McPizzas or whatever? What was that called?
No.
McDonald's. Pizza. Okay, here it is. It was called Images for McDonald's Pizza. Here we go. Here, chat room, you can see it too. Yeah, it was called the McPizza. And if you search for it, you'll see it. Oh yeah, there's commercials for it and everything. Here. So you never saw the McPizza.
If I did, I'm not remembering it.
McPizza.
Wow, look at that.
But I'm going to find a commercial. Here we go. McPizza commercial, 1989. Here we go.
Pizza.
Let me go back. Okay.
Pizza. McDonald's pizza. McDonald's pizza.
McDonald's pizza. McDonald's pizza. A pizza you won't believe.
Well, that's not offensive to Italians at all. A pizza you won't believe. Anyway,
let's see. Here we go. By 1991, the McDonald's test markets for pizza had grown to over 500 McDonald's locations before the pizza test was put on hold.
Oh, you know why? Because it was terrible.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I mean, it's probably like just on this side of Tombstone, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, it's, let's see, hot dog commercial. Okay, now we're going to play one for... Okay, wait. Burger King adds hot dogs to its menu. I want a commercial, though. Oh, yeah. Here you go. All right, Brian. Check these out. Here you go. Let's play this
all day long, I saw bland boiled hot dogs.
Bang!
Burger King's got a good idea here.
Flame grilled hot dogs.
Introducing Grilled Dogs. Flame grilled to perfection and made with 100% beef. Get them now. Only at Burger King.
Okay, that's a new ad. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, because I was going to say that sounds like... early work by that guy who was in the second Die Hard movie as the the slovenly airport security guy. Oh no, I guess that was what's his face from NYPD Blue. There's another guy who always seems to play a slob cop.
You're right.
I can't remember.
And he's got that voice. You're right.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm gonna go try one. I may get one today. I may film it. I may go in and film it. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. You got me excited about fish sandwich.
A tender crisp bacon cheddar hot dog.
Yes, all that and more. All right, here's another call. This is about what this guy would do with $1 million. Okay, remember that whole conversation we had?
about. Oh, yeah, 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 right.
It was right before I left. It's more about that. Here you go.
This is Ryan Tong for the Morning Stream. You had a question. What would you do if you had $2 million and only 2 hours to spend it? Well, I would say you should throw a party. Invite all your friends, fly them all out, have a giant shindig, and when you're done, you got nothing left. Brewster's Millions rules, and he spent $2 million in 2 hours. By the way, can I get an invite? Love the show, though. Bye.
Yes, if I had this party, you could totally come. But here's the thing, though. I still think it's more nuanced than that. What am I spending it on? Do I just have to make sure that everything I did, like the place I...
You have nothing to show for it at the end is the goal, if it's Brewster's Millions rules.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you're going to get people flown out in 2 hours when they have to get to the airport 2 hours before their flight.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that it holds water.
Yeah. I love the idea.
It's a great idea, and we would have that party for sure. We'd do it in Vegas. Absolutely. We'd spend every penny we had. Oh, it'd be great.
No question about it.
By the way, Dave piped in about the mug. It will work into the Patreon as well, he says. He also says all patrons will get a discount code. All patrons who join the coffee level this month will get the mug as their free mug.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, that's this. So that's if you do it this month even. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah. Frogpants.com/store, patreon.com/TMS.
Love those big mugs. 16 ounce, right?
Mm-hmm. It's big.
Excellent.
I drank a thing out of one today. The chai tea I had today. It was great.
Nice.
Gender fluidity about the Village Inn person.
Right.
And he has a thought.
Hey, Scott and Brian. My name's Desi. I'm over in Montana. And I just wanted to let you guys know, based on your discussion on Thursday, show number 992, I am currently transitioning from a dude into a lady.
I love that he's just... He said it the way I would say it. I'm going from a dude to a
dude
lady.
Dude to a lady. Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Good. He gets points for that.
And I identify as what is called as gender fluid, which might be what you're talking about with the gentleman / lady at the Denny's. Depending on the day, I dress as a woman or as a man, depending on what I'm feeling that day. Typically, I just have people call me by the name that I have. I don't really care, but if they prefer to call me by a name of one or the other, totally fine. Maybe... that person is just gender fluid, depends on the day they're going. Have a good one, guys.
All right. I think that this is the consensus. Everyone I've heard from, this sounds right. That's probably what I was saying.
Right. Right.
Some people want to think it's money driven, like, well, they get better tips as a lady or whatever.
It's interesting, though. I mean, I wonder, you know, just what I'm in the mood to be a lady today or.
Yeah, I wonder how that strikes you. Like, this is interesting to me from a... Yeah. Like, there are days where I'm like, oh, this is such a great t-shirt day. Or I feel like wearing a hoodie all day. Or, you know, like, I'm not saying it's quite that, but I wonder if it is sort of like that, you know? Do you roll out of bed and go, oh, it's sunny out. I'm feeling good. I'm going to go have some orange juice. You know what? It's a lady day today. Like, how do you do it? I don't know. What do you ever have?
I really want to wear that new sparkly top that I bought. Today would be a great day to do it.
Yeah, that would make it a lady day by default.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish there was a better term. This has nothing to do with the actual person being gender, quote unquote, gender fluid. I wish there was a better term than gender fluid.
Yeah, it is. That is a...
It sounds gross. Gender fluid.
Gender fluid.
Yeah. What's this? What is he covered in? Gender fluid. You know how that... What happens there, don't you? Like this.
Why is the seat wet? Gender fluid.
It just sounds wrong. There is a stain on this couch, and I'm betting it's gender fluid.
Yeah.
All right. So as Veronica would say, that's the end of the calls there.
Okay.
That is Veronica, by the way, from yesterday.
It just blows my mind that that's her. I mean, I was here. I heard it live yesterday.
Yeah. I said, do you have anything you want to promote? And she went,
It's like she starts out Veronica, but goes jury at the end for the second half. You can hear it now, right?
Yeah, I can, dude. That is really funny.
I think this is that bleep blop bloop.
There's the jury. So there's your... All right. By the way, jury will be here tomorrow. We're going to talk to him. We have a bunch of really important stuff in this vein. Talk about that a lot.
We'll be able to talk about the primary results tomorrow with jury.
Dude, we may. And I have this really big theory about my dislike for Trump that I've been holding until the next jury segment, and I think I understand it now. And it's got less to do with Trump and more to do with me, folks.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you're going to be surprised about where I'm coming from on this. So come on back for that. Tomorrow, Justin Robert Young will be here. Tom Merritt will be here. Nicole is out for the week with an appointment. And then, you know, the rest of the week as planned. Patreon.com/TMS is our place to support us and get that rad new coffee mug, as well as support us in general. Keep the show going, everybody. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website where you can find email addresses like themorningstream@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 801-471-0462, just like those fine people did. And you can follow us on Twitter at MorningStream, at Scott Johnson, and at Coverville.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Oh, a reminder that membership in the TMS Patreon gets you into the super exclusive Slack group, which continues to be awesome.
It is awesome.
So if you haven't signed up before, even for like $1 a month, I mean, imagine all this stuff you're getting for a buck. Holy crap.
It's crazy, all this extra stuff. And you're helping support the show, and you're helping ensure that we keep that fifth show week going. Yeah. And
get that game show coming on our next goal. Like, there's so much to do. Here's the funny thing.
Do that game show, man.
We short-cheated ourselves by doing monthly for five shows a week. And we admit that we did. We totally short-cheated ourselves. But we are happy to embrace our mistake and say that it's to your benefit. So think about giving just a little. We're not asking much.
Think of all the entertainment we give you week after week.
That's right. Don't make Brian cry.
Scott's in Mexico.
Don't make Brian cry.
Don't make me cry.
It's really sad when he cries.
A hacker is just the person who hacks away at the computer keyboard until the program works.
All right, girl. That guy's an idiot. That guy's a fool and an idiot.
That is the best. I love that.
All right, we're going to take our leave, and as we do, we'll play music on our way out the door, and Brian brought some, so he'll play it. What do you got?
Yes, this goes out to Alan, a request from Alan. Hey, bye, guys. March 16th will mark the day my best friend Louis marries an amazing lady named Jessie. We've been best bros for as long as I can remember, and I'm honored to be able to party with them all week in Vegas for their wedding. I'll be right out. Louis and I have a long history of hard rock shows together, and Jessie is a big Chili Peppers fan. I know Brian can find something awesome to commemorate this adventure they're about to go on together. If all else fails, anything with bacon, cheddar, and ranch will do.
Oh, man, he's going for the old school.
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
There you go.
Love the show, though. Signed, Alan.
Okay.
So even though he mentioned Chili Peppers, the first thing he requested was actually anything Avenged Sevenfold. And that was the thing that I kind of leaned towards initially. This is a cover of Paranoid that they recorded for a compilation by Warner Brothers Records called Covered: A Revolution in Sound back in 2009. It is Avenged Sevenfold and Paranoid.
All day long.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Become an internaut.
No, I will not.
An internaut?
No, I refuse.